I'm Lillian Vasquez with Lifestyles on KVCR. Thanks for listening. This week on the show, I'll speak with Dan Quinn, Community Engagement Manager for Southern California Easter Seals. Easter Seals is celebrating 100 years of providing programs and services to people with disabilities. And this month, they're promoting their Halloween coupon book in partnership with Baker's Drive-Thru. He'll share some of the programs Easter Seals currently provides, including here in the Inland Empire. We'll learn how the Halloween coupon book works and what's new for the campaign this year. Then I'll speak with another mayor. This time it's the mayor of Menifee, Bill Zimmerman, for our segment, Mayor's Movie Moments. My conversation with Dan Quinn and Mayor Bill Zimmerman is coming up next, right after the NPR newscast. Stay with us. This is Lifestyles. I'm Lillian Vasquez. My guest is Dan Quinn. He is the Community Engagement Manager with Southern California Easter Seals. Welcome to Lifestyles, Dan.
Thank you very much, Lillian. It's very nice to be here.
So we want to talk a little bit first. I know Easter Seals will be celebrating 100 years of providing service to people with disabilities. Tell me overall, what has Easter Seals been doing these last 100 years, and specifically here in the Southern California, and even more specifically, in the Inland Empire?
So we have five main service lines here in Southern California. The first is called Living Options, where we help people who have been institutionalized their whole lives move out of these institutions and into independent homes. So we buy the homes, we tear them down to the studs, we rebuild them according to ADA standards, and then we help these individuals, three or four per home, move out. These moves are very, very traumatic because these individuals are in their 50s. They've never been out in public. So we work with not just the individuals, but with their families to help them prepare for these moves. They pick the furnishings for the home, and after they move there, it's their home. We staff it 24/7 with support services.
How does one get to be on that list? And are any of these homes in the Inland Empire? Or are they Orange County and LA County?
Currently, they're Orange County and LA County, but we see this as a program that will continue to expand. These clients come to us from Regional Center, which is a part of the California support system that has been managing these institutions over the years. So we work very closely with them to identify candidates. We work with the families to make sure this is appropriate and what they're interested in. Number two is called Work First. We've been doing that for about 30 years, and that is a service where we sit down with individuals and we help them find their way in the work world. So if you think about how difficult it is for anyone to get through a job interview, think of the difficulties that are layered on if you look different or if you're in a wheelchair or if there's some difference in you that makes it that much harder to get over the threshold. So we sit down one-on-one with the individuals and we say, tell us about yourself, tell us what you want to do, and what can we do to help you get there? And identifying the specific skills that you have so that we can then go out into the employment community and go to the employer and say, hey, listen, we want you to talk to this person, not because we want you to do them a favor, quite the opposite. We want to give you an opportunity to hire maybe the best employee you'll ever have because they have just the right skill set, but you might not have found them because they're not traditional looking. So we're very excited about that program. It continues to grow. In fact, 5.5, almost 6 years ago, we opened a subset of that called the Bob Hope Veteran Support Program, where we help men and women coming back from Afghanistan, Iraq, from the service, get back into a civilian life. Our success rate's astounding. We have 910 veterans all over Southern California, including in the Inland Empire, back successfully full-time employed, no longer our clients.
Let me just ask about the Inland Empire and your Work First. Is that going on here in the Inland Empire? Not so much for the veterans, but for the others with disabilities?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's go to number three.
Number three is autism therapy. We go into the home and we work using what's called applied behavioral analysis, which is the most recognized scientific form of dealing with autism. We work with mom, dad, brother, sister, and the child on the spectrum to help the whole family. We have about 9,000 clients in Southern California, including over 100 right in San Bernardino. So it's our largest program. And we're very excited because the results are continuously positive.
You're providing ABA services in the Inland Empire. And from what age to what age?
From 6 months to adult.
And adults can be over 21?
Oh, yes.
So you're trying an ABA therapy with someone that is aged out of high school and you're still trying to work with that particular client?
Yes. Good. And one of the biggest challenges in the world for families with autism, obviously, is when they age out of the school system.
Right.
So part of what we're also trying to do is work and coordinate between our autism program and our Work First program to help bridge those gaps.
Nice. All right, let's move on to number four.
Number four is our adult day program, where we help individuals who are unable to work what would be considered a traditional job. They may have been born with a disability or in a car accident with a traumatic brain injury. So they're healthy, but they're locked at home every day while their families go to school and go to work. We help them through what we call our adult day program, where these individuals are able to get out in the community and volunteer all over. We have our adult day program from San Diego to San Luis Obispo, including in the Inland Empire, and we help about 1,900 individuals have the same quality of life as the other family members. So when everybody gets home and is sitting around the dinner table, they have their stories to share as well.
So what does an adult day program look like?
Traditionally, many years ago, it was a terrible thing. It was people would be locked up in a room. But now, we call it person-centered focus. So each day, the client will meet with their job coach. The client will decide what they want to do today. They might decide they want to go to the library and help put books away. They might want to go to a church and help feed the poor. And there's a whole list of activities each day. But every day, the client makes the decision. Some of our clients are nonverbal. So our staff is trained and challenged always to find a way to communicate with the individual to find out what they want to do that day. So we're never just keeping people busy. We're always trying to help the individual grow, do as much as they can, learn as much as they can. And we work one-on-one with the families, with every one of these clients, to make sure that we're doing what's appropriate.
So your adult program, is that a one-to-one ratio when they go out together? And how many hours do they typically have per week?
It varies from one-to-one to one-to-three,
okay.
And depending on the site and where they're going. So sometimes in some of the groups, there'll be people that have behavioral issues, so
right.
We have to work carefully to make sure we have enough staff. So that's very much what we do.
But all your clients must be regional center clients. Is that correct?
Most of them come from regional center. We also have some that come just from somebody picking up the phone and saying, I've heard about your services, I want to know more.
Perfect. That's great. I love hearing that. And tell me about your fifth service that you provide.
Our fifth service line is another variation on that definition of disability. So we call them our child development centers. They're preschools from 6 months up to 5 years old, and they're in the Inland Empire, they're in San Diego, they're up in Ventura, and these are Head Start programs. The disability in this case isn't necessarily a physical one, although about 10% of our little kiddos do have physical disabilities, but the majority of the disability is a financial one. These are low income families who wouldn't be able to afford daycare. Head Start is a government-funded program. Our people are dedicated to what they do. They feel very lucky to be able to offer services to these little ones.
My guest is Dan Quinn. He is with Southern California Easter Seals. He's the community engagement manager, and we're learning about the services that Easter Seals provides, a few of them right here in the Inland Empire, but most of them throughout Southern California. And one of the ways to provide those services is a fundraiser that you guys have been doing for many years in partnership with Baker's Drive-Thru, some of the best French fries on the planet. So tell me a little bit about your Safe Halloween coupon campaign. You know, these used to sell for $1. Now they sell for $2, and it's a little different this year. Can you share more about that?
Absolutely. The Baker's family has been doing their Safe Halloween campaign for over 30 years for us. It's arguably our most successful fundraising campaign. And for all those years, until this year, they sold their little coupon books for $1 each. But this year, they raised the price to $2 because the price of everything keeps going up. But the entire $2 is still donated to Easter Seals. And within the coupon book, there's over $430 worth of valuable coupons that you can turn in for everything from a breakfast burrito at Baker's to a discount ticket to the Aquarium of the Pacific in Long Beach. And this year, for the first time, they have the opportunity to enter a drawing and win possibly a four-pack of tickets to Disneyland, Magic Mountain, or Universal Studios.
So a little different twist. Now, in the past, was the idea for people to buy the books to give them out as trick-or-treat items or tear the coupon off? Or is it just really for families to have that as a way of supporting it and then being able to have a discount somewhere else or getting your free fries?
That's a great question, Lily. And actually, it's all of the above. So where it started out originally as, instead of putting candy in the kids' baskets, put these little coupon books in there. And that's a great big part of it. I mean, a lot of people do that. But we also have a lot of business owners will buy them, give them to their employees as a gift. So there's all different reasons that people buy them and give them out. But it's been a tremendous campaign. And Baker's has always done for us. They've always said Easter Seals treats people like people. And we want to support them, and they do a marvelous job.
Well, Baker's is a very well-known restaurant. The Baker's family originated right here in San Bernardino, and there are so many stores. I'm sure I've been to just about all of them. Baker's is, like I said, got great French fries. But, the majority of Baker's are right here in the Inland Empire. So the funds raised for this campaign, do they stay here in the Inland Empire, or do they go back to Orange County and L.A. County?
No, absolutely. One of the hallmarks of Easter Seals is the money stays where it's raised. So we've always believed that if people are going to give us their money, then it needs to stay in the communities where it's raised.
Awesome. Well, Dan, it's been great speaking with you. I love Easter Seals. I think they're doing some wonderful things out there. And I really love Baker's Drive-Thru and their French fries. And I always get a combination burrito with no sauce.
I couldn't agree more on those fries. They're great.
They are. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.
We're in this together. No one is alone. We're taking this on. We've always known. We have the passion, the purpose, the plan. Making a difference wherever we can. For 100 years, we've had a mission. For 100 years, we still have a vision. To give a gift, to change a life. To heal a heart, one child at a time.
For more information about Easter Seals and the services they provide, or to learn about the Baker's Drive-Thru Halloween Coupon Book, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles. After a quick break, I'll speak with the mayor of Menifee, Bill Zimmerman, as part of our Mayor's Movie Moments segment. You're listening to Lifestyles. I'm Lillian Vasquez.
My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump.
What is it you want, Barry? What do you want? You want the moon? Just say the word and I'll throw a lasso around it and pull it down. Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Hey, this is not a test.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
He's looking at you, kid.
My guest is Bill Zimmerman, mayor of Menifee. I'm so excited to talk to you about movies. I do want to say that I did interview Neil Winter when he was the mayor, and I'm sad for your loss, but glad to know that you're willing to participate and share your top favorite movies with me.
Well, thank you for letting me be here today, Lillian, and join you. Neil Winter was a great friend of mine, and we're just all very, very sad to lose him, but looking forward to the future and all the great things that are happening in our city.
As he would have been looking as well. All right, well, let's get started in talking about movies. Now, your choice of movies was quite interesting. A lot of times when I've interviewed a lot of the mayors, there's usually one, maybe two movies that another mayor has liked or mentioned. Yours, not so. Let's get started with your first movie here. It's Hell's Angels on Wheels. It was a 1967 movie, and it starred Jack Nicholson. Why is this on your list?
Well, you know, I am someone who loves looking for adventure, and I was a boy growing up in the 60s and a teenager in the 70s, and my father was kind of he liked secret agent TV shows and Peter Gunn, Mission Impossible, James Bond, that sort of thing. So my brothers and I were kind of brought up to look for movies that were just nonstop action. You pay for the entire seat, but you're only going to need the edge kind of a thing. And so we've always just kind of gotten into the action. You'll see some of the other movies that I picked are all sort of action type movies. But this first one, Hell's Angels on Wheels, you're right. It was one of Jack Nicholson's very first movies. It was in 1967. One of the things I like about it is it's kind of sentimental nostalgia for me. So, you know, again, I was raised in the 60s, and there's a lot of scenes that are shot where it's a street scene. And the ladies have bouffant hairs and high heels, and the men are in suits and ties. And you see a lot of the 60s cars, mostly Volkswagens and that sort of thing in this movie. But Jack Nicholson is awesome, and he plays a cool role. So to me, there's something special about it because it's not I would call it a not-so-quality film, but it's just kind of fun to see, and it reminds me of the past.
Nice. Well, I would call it the same thing, not the best quality of film, but clearly if you're looking for nostalgia, it's there for you. And looking at it, I thought, wow, Jack Nicholson, he was kind of good looking back in the day. All right, moving on, and this was kind of a theme. It's called, and I've never heard of this one, Cycles South. It's a 1971 film directed by Don Marshall and starring Don Marshall. Tell me, why is this one on your list?
You know, Lillian, this one's kind of cool because I've always been into motorcycles and that sort of thing. And this is almost like a documentary style movie, sort of like a Bruce Brown film, like the Endless Summer films. These three guys decide to break the monotony of their lives and climb on their motorcycles and point them south and head wherever fate takes them. But it's neat because they just pull right off the road and head through the country. And it was kind of the way it was back in those days. You know, today you can't do that sort of thing. So it gives you a little sense of adventure the way it was.
Okay, makes sense. Now, your next movie, I have to say, I read this book when I was in sixth grade. I read it again in seventh and eighth and ninth grade. I love this book. And then I could hardly wait for the movie. And that's The Outsiders. It came out in 1983. It's directed by Francis Ford Coppola. And the list of young stars that weren't stars yet that were in it was Matt Dillon, Patrick Swayze, even Tom Cruise, Rob Lowe, Emilio Estevez. Why is The Outsiders on your list?
It's kind of a household full of boys, and it took place during an era of when I was growing up as well, and you had the Socs and the Greasers and that sort of thing. And a lot of movies like American Graffiti and that, they have that same kind of storyline. But this is it's kind of a good story, and the things that are happening there kind of really, again, bring me back nostalgically to a time that I just enjoyed.
So if I can, let me see if I can do it. As I stepped out from the darkness of the movie house, I had only two things on my mind, Paul Newman and a ride home. That was how the story begins and ends. And I must say, when I was going to college, I used that same way of writing some of my stories that I stole from Susan E. Hinton, who was the author. Yeah, I really love The Outsiders. And I liked the movie, and I liked all the cast. I still love the book better, but I think that happens when it comes to movies. They run out of time, and they don't get to make every little detail. But I thought they followed the book pretty well.
Yes, you're right, and I enjoyed it.
Okay, let's talk about, now these are both different from your first three choices, but the two of the next ones kind of match each other, and that's First Blood, and that's starring Sylvester Stallone and Brian Dennehy. Why is this on your list?
This one just was nonstop from the beginning to the very end, and I've probably seen it 15 times, and I enjoy it even on the 15th time, and I'm sure I'm going to enjoy it on the next one. It's got a good story, and you know, here's a Green Beret who was trained, and then he gets pushed by the local authorities, and they're pushing the wrong guy. It just kind of neat to see the way the whole thing plays out, but the action just doesn't stop, and every guy likes to see this kind of, you know, using his skills kind of a thing to get away, I guess. And so it's
to survive and to make things. I've never seen the movie, so I have to say that. But I do like Sylvester Stallone, especially his early movies. And I think you're right on the mark of a good movie is that you can watch it over and over and enjoy it 10 years ago, 15 years later, and still a good movie and entertaining. I think that's a good judgment.
And my next movie is The Terminator. It was a very similar kind of thing where from the beginning of the movie all the way to the end, it never stopped. And I just enjoy that.
As you mentioned, The Terminator, directed by James Cameron, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and Linda Hamilton. Now, I think I've seen bits and pieces of this movie, but the same thing applies. You chose this one because...
of the nonstop action. It starts with action and it goes to the end, and I don't want to give it away, but you want to stay to the very end because it just keeps going even though you think the movie's over. So it's pretty neat.
Is this the one that the phrase comes out of? This one is I'll be back.
That's right.
Okay.
That's where it came from.
Well, thank you, Bill, for sharing your top favorite movies. Now, as the mayor of Menifee, tell me something about the city that's either cool, unique, you're working on projects there, whatever it is you want to share about the city of Menifee.
Well, just like my movies, we are nonstop action right now. Menifee is the fastest growing city in Southwest Riverside County. We're the seventh fastest growing in the state of California. We've been a city for about 10 years now, so we got a decade of milestones and achievements behind us and kind of focused on these next 10 years with a lot of goals in mind. We're a bedroom community, but we really want to make sure that we've got jobs here and looking for attracting corporate business parks and good clean industry, biotech, telecommunications. We have a college right here in the town that's generating a educated workforce, so we've made a commitment to those students that we're going to make sure that they can find work here in this town and stay here. There's a lot of other things that we're doing, too. We're forming a municipal police department.
Oh.
When we became a city, we inherited a lot of residential-specific plans from the county that were approved. So it's inevitable that the growth is coming. When you look out and see all the new homes that are being built today, it's because of projects that were approved prior to cityhood. So with that in mind, the council just has a responsibility ahead of us to make sure that our infrastructure is in place, not just your typical infrastructure like roads and freeways and sewer and storm drain, but more like social infrastructure, things like libraries and parks, activities that promote art and culture and our historical preservation and those kinds of things.
Well, very good. Thank you for sharing that. I know that at one point, KVCR television station did a story on Menifee's Got Talent. Is that still going?
We still do that. I'm the former president of Arts Council Menifee, and we're the ones who put on the Menifee's Got Talent every year, and it keeps growing and growing and growing. We had about 400 people attended the last one, and we had 23 performers, and they're all local people from here that are musicians or comedians or whatever it is that they have talent that they're willing to showcase. So it's kind of a fun way of showing some culture in this community.
And bringing people together. Bill Zimmerman is the mayor of Menifee, and he just shared his top favorite movies and what he's excited about in the city of Menifee. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Lillian. I appreciate being part of the show and the invitation.
To learn more about the city of Menifee or about Mayor Bill Zimmerman, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles and click on today's show. That's our show for this week. To hear any of our past shows, visit our website at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles. You can also listen to Lifestyles on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play Music. Search for Lifestyles with Lillian Vasquez on your streaming service and take the show on the go. If you have a topic or an idea for a segment, leave me a message at our website. You know it, kvcrnews.org/lifestyles. Thanks to all who helped to make this show possible, including Sharina Wad, David Fleming, Sean Houlihan, and executive producer Rick Dulock. Our theme music is provided by Ethan Bortnick. Join me next week at the same time for Lifestyles with me, Lillian Vasquez. Bye for now.